Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. We've officially changed the name, I guess.
I think so.
It just came out of my mouth, so whatever.
Yeah.
Welcome to it. It's episode 12 of the fifth season. We're rolling right along. My name is Terry Guile.
We're almost halfway through.
What? The whole thing? Are we quitting after 10 seasons?
No, the season, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I guess not.
No, halfway. We're a third of the way.
All right.
Almost a third of the way.
All
right. Across the table, you can hear him talking. He's my co-host.
Gatcha Pie.
What's that mean?
I don't know. That's all I got.
I heard that the plural of penis is penises.
No, I thought it was penine.
Oh, no, I thought so too, but no, it said it's penis, which is P-E-N-E-S. Penis. Penis.
Penis.
Also here at the TagCast Studios with us, our guest for today, Friday, is Floyd.
Friday Floyd. Is that a nickname that you've ever adopted?
Oh, is he even on?
Hello.
Okay.
No.
What are you?
No Friday Floyd.
Oh.
That's, right.
We forgot to check levels before we started.
One of the few that nobody's ever called me.
All right. Well, maybe you can do, you know,
one
it on
list.
Fridays.
He's Friday Floyd now.
Yeah.
Actually, I tried to...
on a Sunday.
Swooped Floyd. I was swiping a message.
Mind.
Yeah, we just blew it. And I tried to put Floyd and it said fluid. I almost left it, but I said, yeah, fluid's going to be here about 3:15.
It's amazing how what a small percentage of the public can spell the name Floyd properly. It blows me away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do people spell
it? In the last, I've gotten everything from Floed, Floyed. They like to throw E's in before the D.
Really?
It's
Floed.
Amazing. Huh.
I even had once a Korean gentleman that came up with Phallid. And now that stuck. That's my boss still enjoys calling me that from time to time.
That is crazy. Now, sometimes, you know, I got a friend named Lloyd. Sometimes I don't know if there's one or two L's.
Do you have two L's or one?
Nope, just one.
Yeah,
I don't know. Are there many Floyds with two L's?
No, but I'm saying,
but Lloyd,
you know,
yes, Lloyd.
Yeah, I don't comprehend where Floyd would be a common misspelled name. That's crazy.
It's only happened the last 4 months. Every time I go to order food, go get coffee,
Starbucks.
Starbucks is bad.
Fluid.
I've gotten a couple of them straight out of Starbucks.
Yeah, I saw something like that about that on Portlandia, where someone I don't know the name was wrong. And then my wife gets that because her name is Dana, which a lot of people think it's Dana, even though it has two N's, and they're like. It's like Dana, and she's like, "No, it's Dana." And sometimes they'll actually
like
say,
Anna,
they'll actually ask her if she's sure.
Are you sure?
Are you sure it's Dana?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Wow,
that's my name. Okay, Dana Giel. No, it's Guile. Well, it looks like it's Guile. It looks like Giel. It's G E. Well, it's Guile.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it's funny. Names are funny. You probably don't get mispronounced too much. Dustin is pretty.
A lot of people ask. Because the Gatchel,
or
so they'll ask how it's spelled.
Dutch.
I've gotten that one. Yeah. Yep.
I enjoy listening to people try to pronounce my last name. It's
I just go McCullough. How do you accent?
It's McCullough.
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 Three.
Kind of like my nigga.
Three syllables, 10 letters. It doesn't make any sense.
McCullough. Hey, what's up, McCullough?
Yeah.
I
always figure
he's McCullough. Dude.
If you took the words Gatel. And you change the E to a C, that would be my last name.
Dustin Gatehell. You're the Hell's Gates.
Mm-hmm, I am.
All right, so before the song gets over, I'd like to announce who it is. Another band I stumbled across that I really enjoy a lot, and I'm hoping Hans hasn't heard of them. Actually, I'll be honest. I searched YouTube for my own band, but because I couldn't find it anywhere else, and so I searched for Void, and up comes a band called Void of Sleep.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard of them?
I have now.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Kind of doomy, kind of all over the place. I can't really read this small print.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good
typical
album.
Doom style vocals, though. No. So.
Well, they were for a while, yeah. And now they've kind of went off onto a little tangent. But check out Void of Sleep, Hans. That's for you, buddy. Anybody else can check them out, too. But I've been trying to get Hans some music that he's never heard of because he always is telling me of bands that he's listening to that I say, who?
Yeah.
So there's that. So what's been going on in the land of McCullough?
Oh, not a lot.
You opened your own paint store?
Well, not kind my of? Own necessarily.
Well, you're running the show.
I've been given the reins of a paint store.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. And that's so it's raining paint.
From the it would be nice if it store. Would. You know, it might mm-hmm. be, selling more paint at that point.
Now, we talked about this, I think, when we were talking about having you on the show a week or two ago. I saw a truck for Sherwin-Williams, I think.
Yeah.
And it's got the earth, mm-hmm. and it's just pouring a bucket of paint on the earth.
Doesn't that seem like a bad logo in today's green
that's
society?
That's exactly what we both said. It was
so like
that's
just cover
not
the earth
very
in
cool.
Paint. Yeah. I mean, what is their reason? I know you don't work for Sherwin-Williams, but I'm sure you probably sell that shit.
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, okay.
No.
Fuck those guys, then. No.
Indeed.
Yeah, they're a competitor, right?
Sherwin, yes, they are. They're my main competitor.
Okay, well, then they should pour paint all over the earth because it'll give them a bad name.
Yeah, they're
next
bad.
Next thing you know, they're going to be Paula Deen because, you know, you can't pour paint on the earth.
Yeah.
It's not that cool.
You don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Just put it on wood. And
I heard I'm Paula surprised Deen. And nobody's pitched a fit about
it's
it.
It's been a few. I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's been my logo forever. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
I might have to get proactive on it.
Yeah. There you go.
I might, you know.
You got bad acne?
He's raising a ruckus.
No. I'll
you're going to rouse some rabbles?
I'm going to, rouse some Sherwin-Williams into the ground.
Rabble.
I'm going to bury them in their own paint.
Ooh. What if someone just came like...
dunk them in.
Poured a huge dome load of paint right over...
You know, they need a scandal like you open up their paint cans and there's like a head in there or something.
Or dead mouse.
Yeah, like the old... Like the finger chili, you know, but with paint.
Or a little plastic globe in each gallon of paint.
That's no big deal. You just strain that out.
It's a painted finger.
Yeah.
All right, so officially it is Friday.
You've been enjoying the new Clutch. I know you're a Clutch fan.
I am, certainly, yeah. Clutch is definitely one of my faves. Mm-hmm.
No manuals in your garage, right?
What?
Or no automatics.
Oh, Clutches. I gotcha. We were pushing in the Clutch last week. We rocked a Clutch song on the episode. And then I listened to that whole album the other night while playing golf on the Wii.
Nice.
And it made me get a 16 under. 16 under par on one round.
I think you just made all your listeners go, what? Oh.
Wii golf.
Was that? Yeah, yeah. I listened to him while I was playing golf. Say what? On the Wii. Oh, yeah.
On
okay,
my
that
iPod.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
On my Wii Pod.
Yes.
So, let's see. What was I going to ask you about? Oh, the show. How did the show go that we unfortunately got bumped from?
it was a good time. As always, had fun night.
How was that out-of-town band?
The band from Chicago.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The guy selling the merch had the most magnificent Chicago superfan mustache.
Nice.
That's the one thing that just stuck out, you know, about
like
that band.
The Bears type of mustache?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dude looked like he was 22 years old, you know, but yeah.
Broom?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. That's broom awesome.
But
Bears.
The Bears.
We were just talking on the last episode about George Wendt and his celebrity ghost story appearance that he was recently on, and that's for the birds. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't believe it. We talk about this a lot.
I don't know.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Seen something, but
do you believe there's a spirit world?
Oh yeah, sure.
Do you believe?
Yeah, sure.
Now we talked about this. Okay, if every human has the opportunity of being a ghost after they die, don't you think that spirit world would be a little crowded right about now? After the millions and billions and trillions of people who
died? And Animal Planet has ghost pets. And so that's in the spirit world too. All the pets and animals that have ever died, like all, imagine how many ants
but
there
thought,
are.
I
in
thought
the
that
world.
Animals didn't have any souls. Isn't that?
I don't know.
Isn't that? Where, the, I thought that was the
that's
common
gingers.
Belief. That, oh, gingers, right?
Redheaded
right.
people.
Right. Would the fish be out of water? Would they just be like walking around on their fins, or would, is there like a lake
that,
for them to hang out in? What's
that is an
on?
Avenue of that topic I hadn't even thought of.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for. We try to make
there's
everybody
flopping
think.
On the ground for eternity.
We try to make everybody think at least twice, if not three times. But yeah, we get off on tangents all the time. So back to how'd the sick man set go?
Pretty well. Wait,
you guys just got a regular 45-minute set or so? Like
yeah,
that?
I think. We pulled about an hour.
Oh, okay,
and,
cool.
We stretched a little bit. The first two bands were pretty short setted. Yeah, for
oh, cool.
a band, a touring act in from Chicago,
right?
And they only had like a 30-minute set. So.
Yeah,
and then
sometimes I've noticed being on the road, you kind of have your set and you tired, you want to play,
oh, yeah.
get out of there. You'll probably get the same.
Roll your same set.
You'll get the same pay whether you play 30 minutes or 45, and if you got to drive to the next city.
Yeah,
but
it's
then
just
I,
a city.
It's kind of a this or that. Like a lot of people are like, fuck, I'm driving across the country. I want to play my whole shit, like 45 minutes, an hour, but that's cool. So you guys got to play third?
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
the prime spot.
Pulled a good spot.
Cool.
Good spot. We were afraid we were going to have to trim it up so when we heard there was four bands, but...
Right.
Then the sound guy walks up and says, okay, how long can you guys play? Because the first bands are doing pretty short sets. So,
right on.
But, yeah, pulled about an hour. It was a good set. And
cool.
Had a fun night.
And I've never seen Soccer Babes. Are they good? What are they like?
That's
a weird name for
that
a band.
Was, yeah, I think there was more than a couple of people disappointed that it was, all dudes.
And, oh.
So...
I thought
they're going for that ironic name thing.
Yeah,
I would be
the
disappointed
bare-naked
too.
Ladies.
I'd be disappointed too if they didn't show up in a minivan with all their gear.
I would have. They reminded me, which they were doing what struck me as kind of a mid-90s thing that kind of was Afghan Whigs esque. If I could drop that,
man,
that was what it brought to me. Reminded me of
our good friend Pat Wambacher was rumored to have. Maybe be attending, but then Jason from Sick Man actually, I think he hinted that, well, since Bikini got cut, that he wasn't going to go, which is lame, but Afghan Whig is like one of his probably top five favorite bands.
Oh, no
time.
Kidding.
Yeah, so
no kidding.
If he would have saw that band and,
I didn't know they were top five.
You don't think so?
Well, I know he loves them.
Oh, he loves them. You got Tom Petty, Mudhoney, Afghan Whigs.
Wow.
That's my guess. You might stick a Nirvana and a Napalm Death in there.
Yeah, sure.
To round it out, but
that is an interesting list.
I'm gonna. You know what?
He turned me on to the Afghan Whigs way back in the day. Also, the Lemonheads.
Yeah,
he turned me on to Teenage Fan Club.
Ooh, yeah. He likes some. I think
he was bandwagon-esque.
You know what I think? Sometimes he would like things just if other friends didn't like them, he would like them more. Just.
I totally know guys like that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's people like that.
Or more. I've known a couple of guys that are staunchly like opposite of that will just hate whatever anybody likes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's crap.
Yeah. Because too many people like it.
That's right.
It's like so mainstream.
Yeah.
You can say, Mr. Bungle. Too many people like those guys.
That's right. They used to be cool. They totally sold out.
They're so mainstream.
I dig their first album. After that, it's all trash.
In a sense, it's not trash, but the first album is way more listenable than their other ones. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Certainly.
The California and Disco Volante. It's got their moments, but I find spots
very
where I'm
more
like,
experimental
man,
and noise.
I might skip the last part of this song because it's just like freaking out. But that first album, man, I love that first Mr. Bungle album. As weird and all over the place it is, it's got such a... I don't know, the horns and the Frank Zappa influences that I hear on it is just awesome. But yeah, Pat is supposed to be down at my parents' house enjoying the river on this hot sunny day, and I am going to text him and ask him if I'm correct on the top three Pat Wambacher bands. Because if I'm right, that'll prove that...
That's like playing a trifecta at the horse races and winning one, two, three.
One to win, one to show, and one to place.
Mm-hmm. Win, place, show.
Right? How did I know that? I've never even been to the horse races.
Really?
I don't think so.
You might like it on the Wii. Do they have horse racing on the Wii?
I don't think so. They probably do. I went over waiting for them to come out with the game that Chris Castle's patented. It was called Wii Fuck. It's for people can't get a date.
Yeah, it's got a blow fucking up simulator.
It's got a blow up doll for a fucking controller.
Ah.
And then you're like fucking it, but it's on the screen too. And mm-hmm. the longer you last, the more points you get and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, you'd have to probably, what would be challenging of the level is you'd have to hit certain button combinations while you are working the
exactly.
doll.
Like you'd have to hit her button and maybe yep. one button's a nipple and one's yep. a clit or something like
square,
that.
Square, square, triangle, circle, square. Left, right.
Up,
damn
down,
it.
Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
I would love to be in the boardroom meeting when somebody tries to convince the, you know, the...
Just think,
the people
it's called
Wii
Fuck.
Do that.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know if you can call it Wii Fuck. We'll sell it exclusively in adult shops.
Yeah, that's right.
I did enjoy that commercial, the Blockbuster, I think it was, where they had the watch grass grow or stand in line 3. They had the commercial mocking that other video stores didn't have the new games in. All you could get is, like, sand. And
that sounds exciting.
Yeah, stand in line. Part 6.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's kind of like The Sims, man, because I
never got into The Sims.
I was never a computer game guy, yeah. you know, and so when The Sims came to the PlayStation, I almost thought it would be like an ant farm, right, where you made a guy and you could just leave your PlayStation on and he would just kind of grow. You could check up on him every once in a while and see what he has done, but it's not like that at all. You got to, like, you know, you got to... You have
feed
to
feed them and bathe them, and
you
yeah,
have
yeah.
to piss and take a shower, and then you got to go to work, and you got to catch your ride on time, and you got to do the dishes, and you got to call the plumber to come over and fix the toilet because it's leaking. It's like, fuck,
even pay the bills.
Like, I know. It's like, I do that.
Where's the fun in this?
I know. I'm washing dishes in a game.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. You'd think they'd make a more exciting scenario, like
yeah.
fucking bitches playing shows.
The phone's ringing and you can't answer it because you're busy doing the dishes.
That's like a bad
you're set
night.
To sleep next.
That's a nightmare, that a recurring nightmare. The phone's ringing and I can't answer it.
Really?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I have this one to where I'm going up to the very top of this house and it's just all white and it just goes around in a circle and I'm just like, I just want to get to the top floor because something's cool there.
Is it a ghost?
It might be.
We're trying to find a haunted house that I will go and stay at overnight with my equipment. And see if they can prove me wrong, because I've claimed that after all these years of being back and forth and wondering about it, I think ghosts are a crock of shit. I don't believe in them. Haven't seen one, and I want one to show themselves to me so I can be a believer, like Neil Diamond.
Certainly, I would go there.
Science. What's happening? Has that got a short in it? Did I give him
nope,
a bad cord?
Oh, I'm there. I'm not there. I'm there. I'm not there. I got to stop messing with the damn thing, I think, is the issue.
It might be the microphone.
I think it's a cable issue. There we are. Testing.
We've got the best. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're going to have a big yellow thing.
Oh, sweet.
It'll make your P's and T's less brutal.
Pop, 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 pop.
So I guess that microphone needs to have its jack tightened up or some shit.
Yeah. Well, there was one in there that was old that I had fixed.
Oh, you fixed it. I see how that goes.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys are feeling generous, there's a donate button on our website. It's called tagcastpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send us a dollar. If you got a dollar kicking around in your PayPal.
Hell yeah.
It's not free for us to do this. We have to buy all this expensive equipment, and then we have to pay for, like, our hosting sites, and oh, woe are us.
It costs us $6,000 a month to do this show.
Yeah, we put everything into it.
Not to mention my nominal fee for a
paycheck. Dude, you don't know how much we had to pay.
Yeah, all our guests.
Yeah, like, even when we drive to them, we shouldn't tell him that, because he was like, you just came to my house, you fuckers. I drove clear over here in the heat. You know, we drove to Portland and then had to pay all of our guests $150 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. We would not do that unless it was like someone really cool.
Yeah.
Like, not that you're not really cool. Someone who would make people, like a million people listen to us. Like if we had
Bill Cosby. Yeah. I'd pay $150 for Bill Cosby.
If we could get Bill Cosby on the show, I think we'd get a little boost in
He once served in the military. He once threw out a first pitch at a Red Sox game.
I can pretend. My wife, Camille, and I.
General
Pops. With the Pudding Pops.
Yeah.
Hey. Ah, she is good. In charge of the ticket money. She wants to go to the concert money, $20.
When was
the
last time you watched The Cosby Show?
Oh. You know, probably not terribly long ago, honestly. Mm-hmm. I will occasionally catch my wife watching what TV Land or whatever it is, where they'll air reruns of things
you
like
catch
that.
Her. So, yeah. You catch her like she's not supposed to be doing it.
That's right.
What are you doing,
That's
honey?
Right.
I'm watching TV Land. Sorry, you caught me. I'm waiting for that new Betty White
show. It
still
holds up.
Yeah. Well, they got new shows on there, too. Like that one with Wayne.
Well, I meant the Cosby Show, though.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne.
The guy from Seinfeld. Doesn't he have a show called The X's or something like that on there? Wayne Knight.
The guy from Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne Knight. The guy who lost a bunch of weight but still looks
Newman.
Weird. Yeah.
Newman.
Yeah.
Wayne Newman. Wayne Newton. We were just talking about Wayne Newton and his lame ghost story on Celebrity Ghost Stories, but you'll have to listen to Wednesday's episode if you want to hear that. We can't be wasting time on that. Oh, here's a message from Floyd.
We've got some very important topics to cover, I'm sure.
We do. I got some questions for you. Dustin usually has a question or two for...
Questions?
Yeah, this is an interview. This is an interview section.
I wasn't aware.
You remember...
Interrogation.
Yeah.
Where were you on the night of July 29?
You remember that time that I sent you that recording and you made that song?
I think that happened a couple of times, didn't it?
That was cool.
That was pretty cool.
Hey, you remember that one time when... Forest All's Fall played with Sons of Confusion.
That also happened a couple of times, I think.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
Have you ever owned a horse?
No, I'm probably the only person in my family that hasn't owned a horse.
Really?
My sister has a couple of horses.
You've ridden them before?
Well, not in many. No.
Certainly.
Actually, I would actually just say no, because not since I was a child.
You don't like riding horses, you know?
No, not really my thing. Everybody in my family loves
horses. Did you have a bad experience or something, or you just not a fan?
No, not necessarily.
It doesn't interest you.
They're beautiful, majestic animals. Don't get me wrong.
Certainly.
But,
certainly. Sometimes as a child, though, if you're riding as a child, you can have a traumatic experience.
Sure.
So, you know.
No, not I. Shockingly, that's I had a pony as a child.
Really?
What?
Did you ask for it for
Christmas?
Very briefly. Very briefly.
My Little Pony.
Yeah, that's right. It was purchased at a livestock auction. I named it Bo because The Dukes of Hazzard was my favorite
Sweet.
Show at the time.
I wanted to change my name to Bo.
Not long after we got it, it kicked my sister and we got rid of it.
Oh, fucker.
And yet my sister is the horse person.
Was it a Shetland pony?
Yes, it was, as a matter of fact.
Because my uncle had a Shetland pony and that little fucker was mean.
Really?
He'd try to bite. Well, I was a little kid, so I was probably a little annoying and like... Mm-hmm. You know,
are they the pit bulls of the horse community?
Maybe. I don't know. You're going to have PETA on our ass before. No way.
The Shetland pony is a peaceful, beautiful creature.
No, they're the pit bulls of the horse community.
Yep, people will be parading around wanting them all shot.
You never hear about the underground Shetland pony fighting rings?
Oh, dude, those are vicious.
They put those like spiked horseshoes on them before they get out there in the ring.
And then they'll back up and just like back kick them right in the nuts. Yeah. They're vicious, man, those little Shetlands. But my little 3-year-old godson, I let him choose what he wants to watch on Netflix for kids just by looking at the thing.
Sure.
He started watching My Little Pony and I was like, dude.
Really?
You really like this show? And he's like, yeah, it's a pony. It's cool. And I was like, okay, you're too young to know that you're being gay right now. So I'm going to let it slide. You think it's cool? I came in here watching Powderpuff Girls? Really? Come on, dude. Look between your legs. You have a penis down there. It's small. I know it's small.
But it's there.
Stop watching. What was that other show he was watching? Oh, Jem. Because his sister was. Remember Jem with a G? Or J-E-M. They had a rock band. They were all girls. It was from the 80s.
All right.
And not only were they a cool 80s rock, all-girl rock band, but they were also superheroes that fought crime.
Kind of like Josie and the Pussycats kind of thing? Kind of. On an elevated level?
Probably on a lower...
well, I meant like they got superpowers rather than they just fight crime or whatever Josie and the Pussycats do, right?
Right.
What did they do? I don't even know.
I don't know. I was too afraid to watch those as it would make me question my masculinity. I ain't watching My Little Pony or Powderpuff Girls, all right? Jaden, if you're listening, I know you're only 3. Sometimes he does listen to the show. He doesn't know what the F word means, so that's okay.
Yeah. What about Honey Boo Boo? You ever seen
that? Give him a year or two.
Yeah. Has he ever seen Honey Boo Boo?
No, have you?
I refuse.
I've seen like clips, and I've seen people post stuff of like The Soup and stuff,
yeah,
which
I've
I like to watch
it.
The Soup once in a while, where they make fun of all the shows uh-huh. that I don't have a chance to waste my time watching, and then they show yeah. me the funniest highlights, which is kind of, I don't really dig Joel McHale that much, but it's a funny show sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you like Honey Boo Boo?
I've never watched a whole episode or even a partial episode. I don't think I get the channel.
Oh, it's
but I've seen clips.
It's either TLC or Bravo.
I know it came from the Toddlers and Tiaras, but I don't get MTV either.
Right, like she was the breakout model from that series, so she got her own show.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And her mom is like this fat, like washed up mom that is not pretty, so she like totally lives vicariously through her little girl by dressing her up and making her up to look like JonBenet Ramsey or whatever else to wear.
What?
Well, you know, that's
is
what
that
they
even
do.
Right that you would do that?
Dude, they wear like the fake, they call them something, I don't know the terms, the fake toothpaste where it's like makes your teeth all yeah. perfect.
But I'm going to dress you up like a little girl who was murdered by her family.
Well, I use that because that's the scenario that came out of that.
Certainly.
You dress a little girl up to look like an adult with a pretty face and like sexy clothes. I mean,
it's a little creepy.
They have a borderline lingerie part that's not lingerie, but I don't even know. But all I know is that there's a lot of sick fucks out there already. And that's just like showing
someone
who likes pepperoni pizza a meteor and saying, check this out, but don't touch it because it's too young for you to touch.
Kind of like, you know.
And if you touch it, you'll have to kill it and bury it and hope that nobody finds
frequent
out.
Frequent watchers of the Child Predator show or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I'd forgotten about that a little bit, and then I was watching some old Comedy Central Presents, and a guy was talking about it, and that show was weird. Like, they'd show up, and they'd want... Oh, I'll be out in a minute. I made some cookies and there's some lemonade there. And he's coming in with condoms and beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tries to run out.
Swank house.
And then like 14 people jump out of the bushes and tackle him when he tries to leave. It's just like, it's got to be, I don't know. It's cool, I guess, because they're outing those people.
Doesn't need to be televised, though.
Yeah, can't they do? Was that before reality TV made such a big boom? Was that 10 years ago?
The Survivor was the big boom. That was probably about 12 years ago. Because they're on, like, season 25, 26.
What,
they do
the,
two a year.
Just the start of reality TV?
Yeah.
Well, start of reality TV was way back Ozzy and Harriet.
No.
Right? No, Lucy and Desi.
That's not reality TV. That's a script. That's
they were
a,
all scripted.
That's a comedy
show.
All
right. What about Burns and Allen?
I think The Real World was, like, some of the first reality TV.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Where they're just following people around and just filming them live there. That's their job. They get paid upwards of $750 a week just to live their lives and maybe say a few things that the producers say, hey, why don't you say this to piss her off? That way you guys will have some drama going on and we'll get some extra viewers.
We can edit it to make it seem really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to seem stupid right now, but we'll turn it into gold.
Yeah.
Was that 90s? Early 90s, Real World? First one?
Yeah. Early 90s.
Right about
the
time that MTV stopped playing music.
Yeah, pretty much. That I think that's it. Everybody asked. It was The Real World. It's the fall of MTV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went to some decent game shows for a while, like the Remote Control and stuff like that.
I remember that.
And then,
the one with Jenny McCarthy?
Singled Out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah
and... Colin Quinn was the Remote Control guy.
And that was before he was, or no, it was after, was that before he was on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, it was right before, I do believe. And I think he did a couple other hosting gigs. And then he had the tough crowd with Colin Quinn.
Yeah, that was a tough crowd. I mean, like,
that show
the audience.
Was funny, though. I like that show.
I like it, too.
I remember watching it, too, back, you know, it was what, that and Arsenio you'd watch on the late nights.
Yeah. After Thick of the Night. Remember that show? And I had
that,
Arsenio
though.
Was his little sidekick.
Magic Johnson had the AIDS nightly, too. The late night AIDS.
Here we are, AIDS nightly with Magic Johnson.
That didn't last very long.
No, it's kind of like the Chevy Chase show. Remember that one? that lasted
that
like
came and went.
3 weeks or something. It's like canceled. He had Henry Rollins on there once. That was pretty funny.
Oh, really?
That
Henry Rollins could have a show.
He did.
He does have a show.
Oh, does he now?
Yeah, I think so. Well, at least he did not too
long
ago.
Yeah, on IFC for like three seasons. The Rollins show.
Yeah.
He'd have bands come on there.
I don't know his channel. I don't care.
He had Mike Patton's latest project.
What, Peeping Tom?
Yeah, Peeping Tom. Nice. I think Slayer might have been on there.
Wow.
A lot of good bands and like bands, that, Mars Volta, bands that you don't see a lot on TV.
Mars Volva.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Large Volva. That's a spoof band of the Mars Volta. It's called the Large Volva.
Nice.
Because their drummer now plays for Queens of the Stone Age. I watched a full one-hour thing. Yeah. Dave Grohl was on the album that's coming out. Is it out?
Is there a new album coming
out? Yeah, it should be out. I think it's called Like Clockwork. There's a cool video on MTV. MTV. There's no cool videos on MTV. YouTube, excuse me, of those guys playing like, I don't know, five or six of the songs off the new album, doing a little interview in the middle.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty cool. Can't remember what it is, but if you search Queens of the Stone Age Archives, QOTSA Archive channel on YouTube. But yeah, I tried to get it on my free music downloader on my phone, but it's not there yet. So either it's not out or they're being cautious to let it leak before people can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Good album, though. They tried to get back to their roots, but they said the music dictates what the album's going to be like, and the music just comes, and whatever it is when it comes is what it is. He's like, they had Elton John on the new album.
No kidding.
Yeah. He said, I didn't even know he was a sir until we met him.
Mm-hmm. But, and he has many godsons, too.
Who?
Elton John.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And they're all set for life, pretty much, because that's where all his inheritance is going.
Wealthy, wealthy man.
Yep. He's got like 11 godsons.
Wow. Well, at least they won't all be super. Well, they'll all be super rich,
mm-hmm.
but one of them, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you think he still goes out on Saturday nights and fights?
He might stay home and fight with his boyfriend,
but Bernie.
No, that's his co-writer. It's not his husband. He's married now, I think, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Yep. Yay for gay marriage, right?
Sure.
So let's ask Floyd. What do you think about them putting Bert and Ernie on the cover of a prominent magazine?
Looking, I knew it.
Did you? But no,
confirm
Sesame Street.
I've been saying that for years.
Okay, well, Sesame Street and the Muppets deny it.
Yeah.
But it's right U.S. here. News or one of those big things that has
I think
a cover.
It was Newsweek.
And they.
They're snuggling up on the couch.
Yeah, and they're looking. It's a back picture of their silhouette and they're watching the TV and it has the gay rights, whatever, decision. And it says Bert and Ernie's joyous celebration or something like that.
Weird.
And they said, we covered this on Wednesday's episode, that those are Muppets. They're puppets, so they have no sexual orientation. And when they were introduced...
Have you ever seen puppet porn?
No, but I bet there's a thing. I've seen anime.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen anime porn. Like we've discussed before, if you can think it, it's been done.
Oh, I know it's a thing.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. He knows it's a thing.
He's a connoisseur.
So they said,
I love it.
They said that because when they introduced them, they were supposed to be best friends, and since they're so different looking, ones that is trying to show that people can be best friends even though they're different.
But how often do best friends put their arms around each other when they're on the couch watching the Muppets?
Well, when you're kids, kids do that stuff.
Certainly.
You know.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, they always had their own beds, but I just assumed that was a front for the cameras.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even back in the day,
private lives private.
You know, like couples had separate beds. I guess they'd just shove them together on Sundays when they were going to do the deed or whatever day they
and
chose.
And sometimes, you know.
When it came time to procreate.
You always hear about, like, the husband who snores too much, so he sleeps in his own bedroom.
In my case, it's my wife.
Really?
Love you, baby, but Jesus Christ, she's a sawing logs is like a perfect euphemism. She even got one of those things. My dad used to snore real bad, and he got one of those things. It looks like a pair of panties when it's laying on the bed, but it's a thing that goes over your, it goes over your head, and it's elastic, and it goes under your chin, and it's supposed to keep your mouth closed a little more than it normally is, so you don't.
Is it safe?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not like a bungee cord. It's not. It's just.
It's not shutting off your airwaves.
No. It works a little bit. Right, it does muffle. It's like a muffler. Mm-hmm. It muffles a little bit. But now my dad got the full-on sleep apnea Darth Vader mask.
Oh yeah.
Because he was waking up like 30 times a minute. Not a minute. Some outrage. Like Pat and some other friends of mine, Chris Castles. They were waking up literally like 30 times every 5 minutes or something like that, to where they're never reach REM sleep. You know, they're
so it's like every time,
every times a night or so.
No, yeah, like per 5 minutes. Seriously, like
how many? How can you fall
times
asleep
30
times? Fall back asleep 30
because
times.
Right when you start to fall asleep.
You do it's an air passage thing, right?
You're not fully waking up, but they said your body and your mind is never fully going to sleep. And so Pat would say, God, I'm just so tired all the time before he got it. He's like, and so I'd work all day, come home and go to bed early and sleep a full 10 hours and just feel like I'm exhausted, like I didn't even sleep. He's like, and I thought I was sick. I thought I had mono. I didn't know what it was. And then I
heard maybe he needs his throat enlarged.
No, he's got his Darth Vader mask now.
Because my friend Husky had his throat enlarged because he choked on a cafeteria hamburger back in school. And they said his esophagus
shrunk up,
wasn't very wide or something. So he went through a surgery and they enlarged it. And they had a little camera, I remember, because he got the video. And so we watched this thing. And I think it was a stock video, though, because it wasn't his name in the corner. It was someone else's.
Aww.
So it's like anyone who gets the throat surgery just gets this stock video.
They could have at least pixelized the name out.
Sure.
You know, so you'd actually think, look, that's
and so
throat.
It just looked, you know, it was like a little mini camera going through the esophagus. And it was weird. I don't know. I think he went through a couple surgeries for it, though, to where I don't know what they did, to be honest. But it all stemmed from him choking on one of the cafeteria hamburgers at school. I thought that was funny.
That's not funny, man.
Somebody could have died.
That is true. But it's a cafeteria fucking thing.
You're showing a side of yourself I'd never seen before. It's kind of creepy. It's kind of creeping me out, honestly.
That's what happens when people come on our show. They leave thinking differently. Like when Dustin asked him, did you ever own a sawhorse?
Yeah. A sawhorse?
Yeah.
I've never personally owned one. I've been around them, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But
what about sea monkeys? Did you ever own those?
Nope, never had sea monkeys. No. Oh.
How about a seahorse?
A seahorse, no. No.
That would be cool.
Who owns a seahorse?
We've only had one guest who claimed that they did, and I don't think that they were telling the truth.
But. You know, actually, my sister, who again, the horse, she's an animal lover all around. Uh-huh. She's got a pretty big fish tank and has gone through a number of, I think she's probably had a seahorse.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be cool, though.
They just kind of,
little tiny ones.
Uh-huh.
They
eat sea hay.
And those, and did you know
they
that
like sea sugar cubes?
The males actually have the babies in seahorses.
You throw apples in there, they'll eat them.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Yep.
What happened?
The males actually carry and have the babies in seahorses, not the females.
That's weird. Is it an egg thing or?
It is. I don't think they actually carry it in there. They don't have, I don't know. I'll have to Google it and get back to you. But I do know that the males do carry the babies and. Until they hatch, so maybe they just keep the egg warm.
Yeah,
from the water.
They just take it from the mom and
give me that baby.
Shove it up their butt until it hatches.
That's terrible.
They're like, let me take care of that for you.
They're not only entertaining but educational as well.
That's right. Yeah. You'll learn something and get offended at the same time.
What about an ant? Did you ever have an ant farm?
No, I never had an ant farm either.
I just didn't know how they work because if you like. What do they eat? Do you pour
what do they farm?
What do they farm? You just pour
dirt,
sugar in there like once a week or
something?
They're
just pushing dirt around in there, making new trails,
pretty much.
Looking for something to carry back to the camp.
Yeah.
Look, I found a breadcrumb. Here, help me carry it, you guys.
Just digging, trying to figure out why they can't get out of these plastic pans.
So hot when the sun hits me, it's like a magnifying glass.
I can see a larger world, but I can't get to it.
I thought that
you
fish
think
they'd die
if you didn't put water in there or something for them, a little water dish.
They don't need water.
They don't?
That's fish, dude.
Oh.
I have no idea what I'm
saying. You won an iPad, right?
I did, yeah.
Was that a thing where you did like a survey online and they gave you an iPad?
No, it wasn't one of those.
I never
things.
Thought that was true.
No, not one of those deals. It was through my work.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
and that spawned you working with some GarageBand, busting out some tunes, working on that kind of stuff on there. Right?
That's where your outro song came from.
Yep.
Heck yeah, that was awesome.
I've heard
a
couple others of yours that you made there too. I think. Can't remember the names of them, but you have a handful that you've created on that.
I've actually just was, you know, what was it? I've been batching it this weekend. My wife and kids were out of town, and so I spent my Friday evening
working on a couple of Queens of the Stone Age covers, actually.
Awesome.
Sweet,
cool.
Man.
I'd like to. I've never worked with GarageBand, and I don't know. Do you have to have like a. How do you record with that? Do you have a.
I just use the onboard mic. I have it on here as well.
Oh, okay.
But I have it on my iPad.
You use the onboard mic?
Yeah.
Wow.
For at least for the vocals and you know,
right.
Acoustics and things like
anything
that.
Anything that's not MIDI.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a cable to plug my guitar and my bass into it if I'm doing.
Is it true that for the outro song you recorded the vocals in an unusual setting?
I did those vocals actually while I was sitting on the toilet.
He was pooping.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Potato fries. Wait, rewind. I got to do that first line over. So is that?
I was trying it out. It was, you know, when you got kids, you
bathroom's best.
You take every opportunity you have to work on something if you've, you know, you're in a zone where you want to work on it. And
right on. That's, that's awesome.
I don't know if you're aware.
That thing always catches in my head every time I hear it at the end of every episode.
The take just worked, so I ran with it.
Yeah. It's beautiful, man.
Played that song at the end of our. I love it. Interview with Boomer from up in Portland, and about 2 minutes after we were rolling up our cords and stuff, he's like, I was like, we got you. He's like, man, what is that song? Like,
we've actually talked, Terry and I, about putting together like a little jingle group. To offer.
I've hemmed and hawed on that for years.
A lucrative business, but you got to get into the circle.
Right. That's what I think would be difficult, because you hear the jingles of most of the local companies around here are just horrible.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking,
I think
I
what you
got to
do, though,
that.
Is you just kind of got to take the initiative, write a quick jingle for them, and go, hey, this is what we can do for you.
I think that
if you're interested. You know, if you're not happy with this one, maybe we can do something similar, you know, and then give them a package of maybe like 6 or 7 different cuts of that one.
It's one of those things you'd have to just shop around. You'd have to put in the work, just make one for some given company and take it to
that
them.
You know,
sell
that
it to
you
them.
Know, just has one of those awful ones.
Yeah, yeah.
You just like, or that's just so old, you're like, these guys need a fresh one.
It's time,
you know?
Time to update.
I'm tired of hearing AutoZone.
Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Ding!
All right.
Maybe that you got fucking
sponsored
George Moreland.
By...
You know, maybe we should write one for George Moreland.
We saw the water heater king.
We did. We drove by him on when we went up to Portland.
And how hard is it to write it? You just changed
the plumber's jingle. That's
George Moreland plumbing.
We don't show any crack.
We don't show no crack at water heater king.
There's another one that's even worse than that. Something Cohen. And it's like, to keep the water flowing, you can count on something. I can't remember what his name is.
Yeah.
Cohen.
Yeah, I used to install a lot of Cohen faucets.
My new favorite, though, is you should be driving a Honda to the La Bamba theme.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I've heard that. That's terrible.
It is.
Richie Valens' good name does not deserve that done.
It sticks in your fucking head because it's out. You know, it's a catchy
for
fucking
an Asian automobile.
Yeah,
they're using a Spanish song. Do they sing in Spanish at all on it? Like "Bala mi la camita," whatever they say in that song. I don't even know the words. I read it once.
Bailar a la bamba.
I read it a few times at karaoke while people sang it, but
"Para bailar la bamba." It's something about Bailar's dance.
Yeah.
Let's dance the Lambada, I think is what it is.
Speaking of karaoke, I've been getting offers from that divey little Halsey Tavern. They're having problem with having crappy karaoke hosts.
At Old Woody's?
Yeah.
What's it now?
Max on the Tracks. M-A-C apostrophe S on the T-R-A-double-X. Max on the Tracks.
That sounds like it should be said by a cheesy radio DJ.
Come on down to Max on the Tracks.
Come on down to Max on the Tracks.
Yeah. Karaoke with Terry Guile.
We've got karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday.
Over 40,000 songs.
Yeah, I would imagine it's the same crowd, right?
Yeah, and they've been actually, I've got
new
text messages.
Don't bring in new crowds when it's the only Halsey bar, right?
I've been getting text messages from 2 or 3 people saying, you know, the dude there's been asking and people have been asking. Nobody holds a candle to your karaoke, which is just ridiculous to say because I'm just running the shit. I know what sounds good, so I've been to a lot of karaoke.
Nobody pushes play like you.
Yeah, it's just the way you mix so well. You always make everyone sound so good, even when they suck.
You should go and buzz out the candle in the bar by Elton John or something. Nobody holds a candle to you.
The candle in your bar. No, but they said that they would give me $150 a night.
Wow.
4 nights a month.
You still got to get your thing all over.
That's lucrative.
It is. I could use that money so much, but I just dread the thought of even going there and having to deal. It's been so long since I've done it, and it's been so nice to kind of just forget about it because I did it for like 3 or 4 years, like at least once, if not twice a week. I don't even enjoy going to karaoke bars anymore.
Yeah.
I like to sing.
I'll segue you into a plug for your other business. How's the car wash?
It's doing all right. We did have a slow day yesterday when normally a Saturday when it's really hot outside, we'd have a great day. But mm-hmm. there was an unfortunate circumstance that I totally am down with. A schoolmate, actually, of my daughter's, who's 15, a 16-year-old boy from Central Atlanta High School, actually committed suicide last week.
That's terrible.
A nephew of a good friend of mine. So they had a fundraiser car wash at the Dairy Mart, which is one block, and mm-hmm. they did a great amount of fundraising for a great cause, and that's fine. I went to check the car wash today after yesterday, which is normally a big day. Didn't think about the fundraiser car wash, and there was like $1.50 in the wash part and 75 cents in the vacuum. So one person all day used it on Saturday. So everybody else must have got their car washed. So. Rest in peace, Tyler. It's a sad situation. He hung himself, and his grandma found him before he died, and he spent like 3 days in Emmanuel Hospital with his family there, you know, rooting him on, and he finally passed away. So it had a huge ripple effect on the whole community as far as the children of the school, the grieving process. Certainly. And all that. My daughter, as most kids are, you know, every kid has their problems growing up with not feeling like they fit in, maybe getting bullied by the more popular people at school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really hits home when your kid has like, you know, I don't really take it 100% seriously, but when your kid says to you, I don't feel like I belong. And sometimes I feel like I'd be better off if I wasn't here. You know, she's not suicidal, but she's
certainly
got those thoughts going just because it's out there and people know about suicide and they know about depression. And
yeah.
I don't know. So it was a bummer.
It could always be a fleeting thought, you know. I mean, you know, it just goes through your head, and then you kind of go, ha.
Yeah, so right, he tries to segue to a lighter note, and I go, oh,
yeah,
check this.
Well, that's
shit
awesome
out.
That the community
yeah,
came together
they did.
And,
they
and
really did.
Busted out some help for the community.
Yep, and for the family.
Yeah, and big mud flats coming up though for you, right?
No, that happened in March. Actually.
Oh.
And you know what's weird? Because summer months are always usually our most lucrative months as far as profit goes. And March this year has been our biggest month so far, and I'm sure that is because of the mud flats. And while I was coming here today, I saw the fleet of trucks from the Dirty Dash. Do you guys know what that is? Have you ever seen that on Facebook?
I've seen pictures and seen the ads. But
they do a run, like a marathon of sorts, but it's all in mud, and they just get covered with mud from head to toe. And they had like a big truck that had like this big graphic on the side and another trailer with a truck that all said Dirty Dash, dirtydash.com. I know our Facebook friend David Poutsier, is that how you say his name?
He does a lot of photographer.
Yeah, he does some great.
That's where I've seen the pictures.
Great photos of just everything. His band shots. He took some shots of me at the Wow Hall and all the local bands.
You ever see the
stuff
that he does with the stars, where like looks like the concentric circles and stuff?
Right.
He like takes a shot like.
Yeah.
You know, just all through the night, and then just puts it all together. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he's awesome.
If you need some,
yeah, I had him come out. I always. Anytime I promote a show over at the Wow Hall or in the Eugene area, I always throw them a free invite to come and take some pictures.
Of course. Come take some free pictures.
Yeah. 'Cause it's just, you know, why not?
Yep, for sure. So speaking of shows and bands, you'd mentioned that possibly Sick Man might be going away for a little while show?
Yeah.
Iceland?
It sounds like, yeah, that's right. We're going on a tour to Iceland. Alice in Chains is huge over there.
Yeah.
Right on.
There's a little bit of a summer break.
Okay, cool. So it's not like a permanent.
We'll see what happens.
Right on. So definitely a hiatus of sorts. And that's a bummer. Any other musical projects you got going on? Because I know Forest Dolls Fall has been done for a while. And
Not a lot currently. That was the sweet thing about playing with Sick Man, was they were cool enough to just kind of let me show up and jam at the shows, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, right now I'm just, you know, primarily raising my kids and, you know, work and trying to do that whole thing and
keep the store
work on
off the ground.
Work
there.
On some solo stuff and hopefully be doing some more of those solo acoustic shows.
Yeah, I talked to Greg from Strange Dichotomy and he had a great idea of having like a show with him and me and you and like Lyndon.
Yeah,
just the four of us do a set apiece, and I told him I'd check with Dave just because I didn't want the headache of having to set up the show. But and I'm not sure what the status of the Dixie is right now. I've heard rumor that I know he's selling it, but they said that that show with 30-pound Test may possibly be one of the last big metal shows there.
That's what I hear.
And I don't know why. I don't know if it's changing hands this soon or what's going on, but I was hoping that was just a ploy to get a lot of people out. Because the way they worded it was like there's a rumor that this might be the last big metal show. So you might have other smaller metal shows there.
Could be,
you know,
rock show hype.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because both those bands, I don't know what the third band is yet, but Inner Memory has a pretty good following, and 30-pound Test is doing real well for themselves as well.
Yeah.
So I wish I could go. I will be at the country fair that weekend, which I'm not complaining. I just sometimes you wish you could be in two places at once. But
indeed.
This will be my 10th year doing security out there at the country fair, so it should be a good reason to celebrate. Even more.
You came out and rattled on some drums for a project that I had going on for a while.
Yeah.
What happened was that, by the way?
I don't know.
Spartakai.
I was waiting for Zach to mix all those drums
I love
together.
Stuff like that. Love love collaboration.
You know, and then I was going to, you know, I was going to bust out a few different projects from those backing drums, but
let's
I don't
make
know.
That happen.
I'll have to talk to him again.
Let's make
and,
well, I
and
know
see
he,
what happens.
He listens once in a while, if not.
Oh, yeah.
They claim to listen to every episode. So, Zach.
He's a dirty, dirty hippie.
Yeah. Yes, he
I
is.
Know,
he has no time to finish these projects. He's got to smoke weed and go to festivals.
Yeah.
Is that what dirty hippies do?
You know, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
he's around following fish around somehow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how.
He's eating, sleeping, drinking, and fishing.
He'll love it that I said that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't realize
follower.
He was such a big fish fan.
He likes school.
Must have been all the bootlegs back in the day,
schools
right?
Schools of fish.
When they did that Beatles bootleg in New York.
See, I never realized until the band came out with that name that they were such big fisher fans, fish fans, fishing fans.
Oh, yeah, Zach's...
always been a fisher.
Zach's a... fishing enthusiasts.
Even
we'll
Jason
say.
As well? Not as much?
I don't think Jason as much. The fishing is
more Zach.
Is Blake and Zach.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
That's cool. I used to dig fishing. I still kind of do, I guess, but I haven't done it for a few years.
God,
it's
gone in
tough
years.
When you got to pay like $40 if you want to go out once, isn't it? Something like that for
well,
a
I just,
license?
Yep. I just found out
unless
after...
Unless you want to make a commitment that you're going to go for a season.
Yeah, I just found out like about 3 or 4 years ago that because of my... disability that I get free fishing license, but I paid for mine for years without knowing that because of the fact that
that's
it's more
cool.
difficult for me to get down on the riverbed and stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
So all I got to do, and I did it 1 year, but I haven't done it in probably three. But yeah, you just send proof of your handicap certain. Placard or whatever.
Well, and, that's a nice
it
thing.
Is
yeah.
hunting too. I don't know about the tags, but the licensing is mm-hmm. is covered for that. So that's pretty cool. But then I guess there's probably not a lot of people who are like. Gimped out that want to go parading through the fucking forest looking for a bear.
I actually have a friend who just recently started an organization to try and help people with disabilities get out and enjoy Oregon a little bit more. It's called that, if I can put a little plug in.
Oh, for sure.
Accessing Oregon, a great organization that's just trying to make it easier for folks in wheelchairs and folks that need assistance
that's
in
awesome.
Various ways to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And
they got a website.
They're doing
sweet.
Cool stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I think I know they're certainly on Facebook. Just under it's Accessing Oregon.
Accessing Oregon.
Yeah.
Accessing Oregon. Sweet. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Because people need that, you know. Because a lot of those people they
throw a link on our on
yeah.
Our
I'll send you something.
And it'll. Throw me a reminder,
yeah.
and I'll share it on the tag cast.
And it's easy for people with disabilities to just kind of concede that they're fucked and that they're just going to stay home and have to not do anything.
Exactly,
you know?
So yeah.
My brother's that way. He has MS, and he doesn't suffer terribly, but it does. It acts almost like a stroke where kind of half of his body's a little bit fucked up, so he can't quite walk properly. And he had a couple bad experiences when he first got it, going out in public in the local town, small town of Brownsville, where we all grew up, so everybody knows everybody. He used to be quite a drinker back in the day, hasn't drank for years, so he goes into the bank, and he's kind of all fucked up. And the lady asked him if he'd been drinking because it was his old friend. And he kind of, you know, how could you not take offense to that? No, I'm fucking sick. So he doesn't really like to go anywhere, and I feel bad. I wish there was more programs like Accessing Oregon that's just not for hunting, but just to get people who aren't really like home ridden or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what that's called where you're locked in, like those people.
Shut-ins.
Yeah, shut-ins, yeah. Mm-hmm. To where, you know, he could get out and do stuff. My parents take him to do things. I feel bad because I don't have more time to like say, hey, bro, let's go out to whatever and see a show. Yeah. But he doesn't like to go into public because he thinks people are going to stare at him. And I'm like, dude, I got one leg. I'll flip that fucker around backwards. People will stare at me. They'll think that you're normal. Just don't let it bother you, you know. It's not anything to worry about. So, yeah. And I also wanted to ask before I forget about, I don't know exactly the full history of like when you started playing in a band. I saw some pictures within the last 6 months or so that someone posted of you and Zach when you were like, looked like you were 14 or 15.
Yeah, I think those are probably, we would have been about 13.
Really?
When we actually had our first band that actually played a couple of gigs and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that band?
Criminal Mischief.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah,
stuff you guys had already been charged with, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, now, did you guys have a record at that time, a juvenile record?
I admit nothing.
No, he meant, did you have a demo? No, just kidding.
Yeah, did you have a demo?
I can either confirm or deny these allegations.
It was very juvenile. Yeah.
So how long did you guys play together under that?
Oh, gosh. Probably a couple of years, I think. Yeah. You know,
you guys are writing originals.
Yeah.
And
growing up, you know, listening to bands like Temper and Void.
Yeah.
And that was, yep.
Realizing it could be done on a local level, you know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure. I remember Zach. It was always nice to hear when people cite your band as an influence, and I was talking to him. I think it was at the show with Four Stalls Fall and Sons at the Kalapuya, and I don't remember how we got on the subject, but he's like, dude, we went and saw you guys when we were like 12 at Monteith Park, and it was like, that was the moment where we're like, fuck, we're doing this. We're gonna start a band, because if those idiots can do it. No, he didn't say that. If these guys can do it, we could do it.
Certainly. Oh, yeah.
Certainly.
We spent our summers, you know, what I remember and what I'd love to get a recording of is your guys' version of the Gilligan's Island theme.
I can give you a copy of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Dead Fish White.
I probably got some old video
Bart Simpson
from back
and
those days.
OTR and mm-hmm. all that stuff. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. We rocked that.
We actually
the first metal show I think I ever actually went to was Void and Temper at the Corvallis Armory.
Yeah, I still have the flyer for that
was,
show.
With the big beer garden and everything.
And that was
it's probably okay to say this now that we were 12 and we ended up coming home with milk jugs full of stale beer off the thing when they were closing the beer garden.
Oh, you poured all the empty cups into
it was
out of the keg.
I think they were draining kegs getting ready to load. I was like, well, we paid for it, we may as well get everything out of here, because they had a big trailer and everything, right? And ended up
that's
with
awesome.
Milk like a two-thirds of a milk jug of beer.
Statute of limitations are covered.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, those were fun days. I remember it was in the summer and it was really hot, playing with those guys. I remember I think that's right around the time where Bobby and Sue got together.
It would have been right around that same
and
time.
And Jason was like 16 or 17 and joined up with those guys. I always forget was it Mark Weber? No, who was the...
Mark Weber, one of the guitar players.
And maybe Neil Schmidt, that's
Neil
it,
Schmidt,
yeah.
Because
those names, when I think of like Neil Schmidt and Jay Walker and those guys were band guys when I was like 9 or 10 and like looked up to them and like... kind of weird, like the guitar player that played for Crimson Guardian for a while actually had a band in the 70s called Pegasus that was a cover band.
Dave
from Crimson Guardian, who is now in jail as a sex offender.
What?
Yep. And
talk about a Crimson Guardian.
I know. And now
I don't even know what that means.
He just got put back in for failure to register as a sex offender. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. He played in a band called Pegasus that played at a house party across the street from my house in Brownsville in like 1978. So I was like 10. First live, it might have been 77. First live band I ever saw. Well, maybe. I'd been to a couple concerts with my parents, but as far as like being in a house where they're playing in the living room, and they were doing like
Coke.
They were doing Coke, probably, but they were doing like Van Halen, like their version of You Really Got Me, and they busted out Eruption before it. So, you know, and then we play with Crimson Guardian, and then I'd asked him if he'd been in any other bands, and he told me that, and it was like, this is like 30-some years later, and I'm like, no way, you were in that. He's like, yeah, I was like 19 years old when we did that show, and I was like, fuck, I was like 8.
Yeah. So, yeah. Speaking of, yeah, sex offender, there's a guy hiding out, man, right now, trying to evade having to register as a sex offender. And that's right, I'm talking about Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
Hiding out in the alley so he doesn't have to register.
Yeah, and everybody's
like, Big Bird, hey, the enabler. Bird.
Don't tell anybody.
You haven't seen me.
Yeah.
And his fucking trunk is just like totally crotch. Height for the big yellow bird. And everybody's focused on Elmo, too, when it was really just that black dude who had his hand up his ass.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting a bum rap on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Bert and Ernie are gay now, and Snuffleupagus is a sex offender.
Mm-hmm. Elmo, they should have stopped after they went through all the letters.
Elmo was a... What do you mean?
After 26 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Today's episode is brought to you by the letter Z.
Again?
See ya! No, we're done. All right, well, we better get to this before I forget.
What's in the CD player?
This is the only segment we stuck to today. We're going to find out now, and we'll find out later.
What's in Hamza's CD player?
It's always something. Such a catchy tune.
Did you know he's a player?
All right, I'm going to...
Did you know he was a player? And it's never fucking Slayer. That's the other version. You know he's cool, but it's never fucking Slayer. Today...
Wait, I'm going to guess...
Whoa. Okay.
All right.
This is out there. I've heard of this gentleman.
Oh, it's a gentleman.
He has worked with the likes of Frank Zappa.
Oh, I'm going to go with Scott.
And you might get one.
You've given me too many.
Here's another hint. You might get one if you go to the dentist and get the gas.
Nitrous?
A shanker.
Oh, well, he's listening to
Ravi
UFO again.
He's listening to Ravi Shankar.
That is random.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Michael Shankar.
No, a Shankar. Because I heard that Jerky Boys one where he's calling the dentist. He's like, yeah, I went to your dentist and I got the gas and I woke up. I had a big Shankar on my stomach. Like, I think he was doing some shit to me. Like, sexually. What kind of dentist place are you running up there? Fucking sizzle checks. sizzle chest. But, yeah, he's listening to The Sounds of India.
That's
by Ravi.
Ravi Shankar.
Yeah. Hans is out there, man. He'll listen to anything from a couple weeks ago. He was listening to The Misfits Meet the Nutley Brass.
So, Hans, are you... I don't.
Lounge versions of
Hans,
Mother.
Is Hans a fan? Are you a fan, Hans, of With and Without You? Because that had some Shankar-like...
Yeah. I think he hates the Beatles. When John Lennon died, he was a fan of the joke of, you know what it would take to get the Beatles back together? Three more bullets. Boom!
Well, actually, it only turned out to be a knife and two bullets. interesting thing, recently polled Democrats' favorite Beatle is John. What do you think the Republicans prefer?
Probably
Paul.
Ringo.
Full.
Paul, with John being like fourth, I think, among Republicans.
Wow.
Behind Ringo and George.
Coolio.
Isn't that weird?
I guess. I don't know. I hate politicians.
I read a stat that Let It Be was the most covered song of all time.
Oh, wow. Man. They got to let that be.
I thought it was going to be like...
That's random, I know. But
Happy
I don't
Birthday.
Yeah.
Lance and I once covered Two of Us.
Just the two of you?
Yep, it was just the two of us.
Right on. I once covered Eminem covering Will Smith.
It has a nice dual vocal.
Just the two of us. Covering some dude from the 70s. So what have you been listening to? What was the last thing you put into your musical device on your own, besides your penis, that you chose to listen to on your own accord? Like not something you heard on the radio or your iPod was on shuffle. Like you picked out a CD and said, I want to listen to... Charlie Sheen's new rap album. No, what was it?
I would buy that. Well, the new Clutch record still certainly is making my rotation quite a bit. I think that probably is the last thing I listened to.
Right on.
I cranked, you know, cranked some facelift to listen to a couple songs on the way down to Eugene last night, so, just to make sure hadn't forgotten a change or something. Let's see. Oh, cool band you guys might dig that maybe you haven't heard that I found maybe a year ago called Lopan.
Oh, the original Lopan or not the one from Albany that turned into Norska?
Not Norska. I'm assuming this is probably the band that the reason they
changed
they
their name.
Have that name.
Exactly.
No, they're from, I'm not sure exactly what part of the country they're from.
I'll check
honestly,
it out.
But,
I'll check out Lopan.
I enjoy that record quite a bit.
I've seen their name around and wondered if that was the reason why the name change took place with Norska. But let's see, I was listening to some Macabre. You familiar with those guys? They're like a serial killer death metal band with a guy who does some really high screams. And every song is about a different serial killer. I was listening to... Well, one of their albums is all about Jeffrey Dahmer, and they've got some nursery rhymey stuff. But it's good stuff if you haven't checked it out. They're called Macabre. I did get a message back from Pat's wife, and this is bullshit. I said, Pat's top three bands, I guessed, and I want to see if I'm right. She said, Queensryche, Winger, and Springsteen. He's driving, so I'm texting. And I said, no, dude, I guessed Mudhoney, Afghan Whigs, and Tom Petty. So we'll see if she replies back to that. But
I've been listening to... Stephen Jesse Bernstein.
What the fuck is that shit?
It's a Chimo guy from
what?
Back in the early 90s, he was on Sub Pop, and he was in prison for some not very
Chimo
cool
shit.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And he did some poetry, and he had a very peculiar... delivery of those, and some of it was set to music, and he released a album called Prison in the early 90s, back when Sub Pop was getting big and the Afternoon Delight and all those compilations are coming out.
Yeah, you just rattled off a whole list of names I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
Sub Pop?
No, I know that name, but...
Stephen Jesse Bernstein. You can find some stuff on YouTube, and I've also been listening to Cool Modi.
Right on. Did you see the new Gigi Allen figure?
Yeah, I did. I thought he used to have a bobblehead, didn't he, that they sold
he
down?
He might have,
a,
but he was wearing way more clothes than I've ever seen Gigi Allen wear. And if he would have had that leather jacket off, he could have seen his awesome tattoos. Like, live fast, die. It looked like it was just by a kindergarten kid
the,
writing.
Older, more conservative Gigi Allen.
Well, I think this was the younger, before he'd knocked all of his teeth out and ate so much shit.
What would have happened? Do you think he would have, like, once he turned, like, 45 or something, he would have went Republican? He would have, like, went for a house in the Senate?
I don't know about
that.
He's
like, fuck this country. Some things need to change. I'm going to go after... birth control law.
Let me just ask you this, Mr. Allen. Is there anything in your past that we should know about before we start this campaign?
I saw a recent thing where Al Franken was in the Senate on the thing, and he was actually had a giant replica of a political cartoon, and that was showing what was wrong with Washington, and he was actually pointing at every little bit of it with like a rod. Talking to the constituents about explaining what this political cartoon is showing that is wrong with the people, basically, that are in the room listening to him.
That's awesome.
It was. It was pretty funny.
Takes some balls, but he always does that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, shit.
Old school comedian, too, man. He was around in the beginning of Saturday Night Live, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Talking about old school comedians, you got to listen to that episode of What the Fuck. I know you don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but they had Cheech and Chong on there just the other day. Tells the story of how they got together. Talks about Chong's early music career in Canada, how Cheech moved to Canada to dodge the draft. Just a weird bunch of cool information and talking about old school comedians.
I didn't know he was a dodge drafter.
Oh, he was.
I mean, a draft dodger.
Yeah, he was like one of those people that marched and had protests and said, you know, drop acid, not bombs, you know, and like always fought it. But then they totally made it to where it was mandatory. And so he just took off to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And that's where Chong was. And then they ended up meeting up and the rest, as they say.
is history. And did you realize that their name of their duo is actually one's first name and one's last name, which is not very common? The only other comedy duo that is known to do that is
Abbott and Costello.
Nope, those are both last names. Penn and Teller.
Ah.
Penn Jillette and whatever his name is, I can't speak Teller.
Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
Ah.
Whoa.
Bam.
Cheech and Chong. We're the number three. Thank you, Floyd.
That's awesome, dude.
I knew we brought you on the
you
show
just
for
blew
something.
My mind.
So now, yeah, we're like Cheech and Chong. It's a Terry and Gatch show. And Zach and Jason Rowe have both said, as they crack up to our shenanigans at work, that they'll like run to each other sometimes and say, that's funny. That's like Cheech and Chong, man. These guys are like Cheech and Chong. So you're the Indian of the podcast, and I'm the stoner.
Yeah, how?
The stoner Chinese
how?
Guy.
How? Yeah. You are talking a lot about corn and maize.
Oh, you're going to say corn and meatloaf and cake.
And meatloaf.
The new Foodapalooza tour.
Sounds delicious.
I know.
Delicious to the earbuds. Well, shit, we better get out of here. Let people go about their way on their Fridays. Thanks for being here, Floyd.
Oh, thanks for having
it's
me.
It's been
fun
forever.
Time.
We've been trying to get you on. We'll have you back on again if you ever have a chance now that you're
indeed
more vocal in the area. Yeah. Stick around over the weekend.
And, yeah. Any further plugs? Access Oregon?
Besides Access.
Right.
And
Accessing Oregon.
Okay.
Tommy's Paint Pot.
Oh, yeah.
You need paint, please call me.
If you're in
me.
Salem, yeah, come to Tommy's Paint Pot in Salem.
Or, Albany, Corvallis, Lebanon. I'm happy to deliver.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah.
503-371-7027.
He will
for
pour
all your painting needs.
And
indeed.
He will not pour a can of paint on your world.
No, I won't.
Oh, but you do
unless
make
unless that's what you're into.
Pretty cool paint pouring. I almost forgot about that. Your paint pouring.
I got to get that to you, actually. I have the one I was going to give to you and the missus.
He makes these... what are they?
Art.
I guess it's art.
Paint pour art is what it's commonly called.
Yeah, for poor people who can't paint. I'm paint poor. See, I spent all my money on paint.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, but they're very
I
cool.
Think those
thank
are
you.
Those are.
That was a lot of fun. I need to do more of that. I haven't had a chance to do that in a while.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, check that out.
I love art stuff like that.
And if anyone's not familiar with his old band, Forest Halls Fall, check those guys out. I don't know whatever happened with that last demo you guys recorded up at Zach's place, but
there's an album just waiting to be finished.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. It'll be posthumous.
Someday. Someday.
Posthumous.
Is there any...
someday Zach and I will get around to mixing that.
Is there any bottom releases floating out there?
Bottom releases? It's funny. I was just asking around, actually, to a lot of friends if they, I've lost pretty much all of the music from that band. I don't.
You
have
posted
anywhere.
One on Facebook a few months ago.
Yeah, two songs I found on cassette and managed
and put
to
them
get
on
the internet.
Yeah.
And but I recorded three albums with that band, and I don't seem to have a copy of any of them
that
anymore.
That always sucks.
Oh man.
You're just hoping that.
So if anybody has any Gruss/Bottom CDs, I would love to get my hands on them.
Upload it on a Dropbox or put it on a YouTube video or anywhere.
Get a hold of you if they have any stuff like that out there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't remember half those. I try to sit down and remember those songs.
Yeah.
Like, put a word out. Get in touch with Jared, man. I bet you he'll find you some stuff.
Oh, super fan Jared. Yeah. He can track anything down. Mm-hmm. He'll probably find a used copy at Happy Trails or something. You know, this was the guy from Forest Halls Fall, and he actually played in this other band too, and he plays in Sick Man now.
That dude rules.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
That's what every local music scene needs.
Yes.
Sweet.
Thanks for being there for us, super fan Jared. We love you, buddy. When are you going to come back on the show, bro?
Yeah.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening on a Friday. Stick around, like I said, over the weekend. Don't go anywhere. Come back on Monday and listen to our episode with Boomer, formerly from KUFO.
Boom!
It's a comic from Portland. He's been doing that shit for a while, so he's got a lot of cool information for us.
He does.
Thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll see you again on Monday. Well, you'll hear us, I mean.
Yeah.
Rock off.
And metal. Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Bring her out.
Just think, he was pooping as he sang that.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out, y'all. How'd you know? It's time for plugs. Hey, Taggots, what's up? I'm telling you, and you're doing it. I started saying that, and I'm going to keep on saying it. July 13th in Portland at the Hawthorne Theater, a great comedy show with Jackie Cashian. Whitney Streed, local comic, opening up, and John Washington emceeing the show. Go to that. It's a Saturday night. If you're not in the Portland area and you'd rather get your face melted off, as they say, go to the Dixie Creek Saloon. 30-pound test in her memory and a special guest, which is, I don't know yet, The free show, it's 9 o'clock. 21 and over. It's Dave Wilson's birthday bash. He's the guy that rounds up the music scene. Also in July, we've got Black Flag on the 18th at the Hawthorne Theater with Piggy and Good For You. Hawthorne's got a lot of good shows coming up, including the 20th of July, 6 Feet Under, Cannabis Corpse, and Decrepit Birth. July 30th, it's the Gigantour with Megadeth, Black Label Society, Hell Yeah, Newstead, and a bunch of other bands. That's in Everett, Washington at the Comcast Arena. We were talking the other day. Hell Yeah, great name for a band. Not really. I got a new band. It's called Fuck No. Also July 18th, just announced, Jim Gaffigan at the Holt Center. He will talk about Hot Pockets, I'm sure, at least at one point. July 27th, the Flaming Lips will be at the Edgefield Minimums out in Troutdale, I think it is, up in Portland. Check that out, Flaming Lips. Hans, you should go to that. I know you love those guys. July 28th, it's Rush at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. They'll have vending machines and washing machines on stage, probably, and maybe a couple mattresses up there for you to take a little nap during the 21-12 overture. Who knows what's going on with those folks. July 31st, this is for you, Zach Rowe. Every Time I Die is coming to Hawthorne Theater. You missed them last year. Go see them. July 31st. August 2nd, Blue Oyster Cult at the Benton County Fairgrounds in Corvallis. That's the first band I ever saw live. They had an explosion on stage and it blacked me out during Don't Fear the Reaper. Too much cowbell. August 5th at the Hawthorne, it's The Sword. I saw those guys with Caius and Yob and they rock. Rock off. They'll be playing with Castle and American Sharks, which is a weird name for a band, but very cool, I guess. Let's see what else we got. August 8th at the Grand Theater in Salem, Doug Benson bringing his brand of stoner comedy to Salem at the Grand Theater. Only 450 seats are available. Some of them are probably already gone. It will probably sell out. And if you don't want to go to that, check out Foghat. That's also August 8th. The Monteith Park, free River Rhythms. You know, they don't got all the original members, but they'll be playing some Slow Ride. You know that. August 20th, it's the Melvins and Honky at the Wonder Ballroom. Both great bands. Check those guys out. Black Sabbath at the Gorge, August 24th. August 29th, we got Gary Newman of In Cars fame at the Wow Hall. September 8th, the Uproar Festival with Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and a whole bunch more. Also at the Sleep County Country, County Country Amphitheater. At the Wow Hall, Eugene got all-girl Led Zeppelin tribute band. No, wait, they're not all girls. I don't know what I'm saying. But they're called Led Zeppelin. That's September 12th. I'm talking shit right now is what I'm doing. Got a bunch of cool metal shows coming up at the Hawthorne Theater in October. Lots of time to make plans for these. October 11th, Diamond Head and Raven. October 13th, Creator and Overkill. October 25th, Godflesh. All at the Hawthorne Theater. I'll be at the Baghdad Theater on August 30th to do comedy. I'll be at the Wetlands on July 18th to do comedy. That's in Eugene on 9th and Garfield. And I think that's all I got for you guys now. Thanks for listening to the plugs. Now go back to listening to all the episodes of the Tagcast podcast that you have failed to hear yet. Get out there and do something fun, you guys. Peace out.